Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to listen to this message. It was actually a dilemma on a problem page, which I found really interesting. I've been married for 5 years, but I find myself in a very difficult situation. In short, my wife now hates my mother. When we first got together, they got on brilliantly. We all enjoyed days out and holidays, but over the past couple of years, my mother has managed to upset my wife, as she can be very argumentative. Things are now at breaking point, so bad that my wife has said it's her or me. Oh. I can't just cut my mum off and out of my life. She's always been there for me. Equally, don't wish to leave my wife either. So what do I do? No, I don't know if the wife means it like that. Maybe she does. That's a bit severe, isn't it? It's either her or me. She has to go. You know, but what do you do in those situations where, you know, a parent, or should I say, an in-law, is driving you insane? You know, be it his wife or her wife, if you're married, who comes first? Like, if it's a guy, does your, like, Richie sent me a text because I mentioned it earlier on there, and he says, ironically, hold on, I get Richie's text here. He said, in relation to this particular topic, he says, ironically, I believe the answer to your second segment is the subject of your first. Give the wife the heave-ho. You can always get another wife. Now, when it comes to men, I know they have a soft spot for their mothers. When it comes to women, I know they have a soft spot for their mothers. The mothers seem to get all the soft spots. But if you're in a marriage and your wife hates your mother and doesn't want her near the house because she can't get on with her anymore, what do you do? What happens at Christmas? You know, at events, at, you know, when you want to invite your mom over for dinner on a Sunday, but your wife doesn't want her there. And your wife turns around and says, look, it's her or me. One of us has to go here. I'm not hanging around if she's going to keep going over to the house. I can't stand her. I hate her. Or vice versa. What about a wife and the husband's mother? Or should they say the way around? The husband and the wife's mother. What happens if you absolutely despise your wife's mother? She's an interfering old git and you despise her. Do you just put up with it for the sake of the marriage? Let me know what you think. The question today is, what should you do if a partner hates your mother or father? What do you do? How do you deal with that situation? Maybe you've been in that situation. How do you deal with it? And the number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Lads, who comes first? The wife or the mother? Ladies, who comes first? The husband or his mother? Cart, how are you doing? You're on Classic Hits. Hi, Cart.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you too.
Okay, Cart, who comes first?
I don't think that anybody should come first. I think that they should be equal in that way, that they have to make their peace with each other, at least for the holidays or for Sunday dinner or something like that. Like, and if you're together with somebody that can't be civil for a few hours for your sake, do they actually respect you?
But sometimes, Cart, that hatred can be, it can be extremely bitter, where they can't even be in the same room together because a row will start.
Yeah, I don't think that if that would be the case, for example, it's not the case with me, but if it would be the case, I think that I would basically just tell my other half then that if he doesn't want to be around for a Sunday dinner when my mom goes around, go and have a drink or whatever with his mate for that time, but I wouldn't ban my mother from the house because of that. But for example, Christmas dinner or something like that, I do in my house anyway. And I also expect that if my mother or my father turns up, and even if the hatred is that big, they have to be civil for your sake. Like, at least civil. Don't talk to the person then or something. Okay, it will be a totally tense situation and totally tense atmosphere. But, like, don't start pulling each other's hair out, like.
I know. I remember asking a question going about back about 6 months ago, that a husband didn't want the dog in the house, but the wife did, right? And there was a bit of an ultimatum. It was either her, you know, the dog, either he goes or the dog goes. I remember the amount of women ringing in at the time saying, he can go, I'm keeping the dog. So it just seems that we seem to value the dog more than the mother.
Well, if the dog was there first, then.
See what I mean? You have more respect for your dog than you do for parents.
See, maybe I can't see this situation as hard as it can be, because my parents are always, like my mother anyway, my father I don't have that much contact with, but my parents are all like this, that if my boyfriend or husband would be really, really hating them, they would still try to kind of be civil and all that, and they would
but what would you do if your husband,
whatever makes you happy,
if your husband or boyfriend turned around to you and said, listen, I despise your mother, it's either me or her, I'm not, I don't want to speak to her again?
I don't know. I wouldn't check my man off either.
So your mom would come first?
No, I wouldn't check my man out either. I mean, my boyfriend.
Why? You try and just have separate relationships with the two of them?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, compromise. Okay, let me just go to Gareth. Gareth, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Gareth?
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you?
Good. I mean, so the wife comes to you and says, I despise your mother. I don't want her ever near this house again. It's either her or me.
Okay. I pack our bags. I have our bags packed for in 10 minutes.
Would you?
Yeah, out into the driveway. Good luck now. Don't forget to write none at the door. Hit you on the way out. If she hasn't got the wherewithal and the respect for me, or for to look after an older woman and can't stand her for an hour or two, maybe once or two or three times a year, good luck. Pack your bags and good luck.
Right, okay. But it could be that the mother is giving her a hard time. According to this message, it's the mother is, and the husband admits that his mother can be argumentative.
Listen to me. No, my father-in-law hated me, and he gave me a hard time, and I just ignored the chap. Went straight over my head.
Right.
Whatever.
So you just put up with it for the sake of your missus?
I put up for him for the sake of her. She can't do the same thing. Our bags will be in the driveway. Goodbye, and don't forget to write.
Don't forget to write.
You only have one mother, Noel. You could have three or four wives.
Right. You can get married again, is that what you're saying, yeah.
What's that?
You can get married again.
You can get married again, but you only have one mother.
So do our mothers come first?
Mother always comes first.
Oh. Are you still married?
Yes, I am.
And does your wife know that your mother comes first?
Oh, she's been told many, many times. I'm 32 years married, and the door is there if she's not happy.
Oh, does she listen to the show?
Oh, I'm sure she probably is listening to it. I couldn't care less.
Right, well, she's welcome to ring in if she likes. Are you one of these lads? Are you one of these lads who'll say to the wife when she's making a bit of stew, you don't make that like me mother?
No. I do all the cooking in the home now, and I do most of the work around the house when I come in from work, so she's spoiled rotten. I have her spoiled. My wife doesn't know what a dishwasher is.
Right.
I have the load of dishwasher, so she has it good. But if she can get someone else to do it better, there's a door there.
Oh, jeepers, Gareth. There's no messing with you, Gareth. It's very black and white, isn't it?
It is. That's the way it is. It's either one way or the other.
And are you a mammy's boy?
No, that'll be the day. I'm far from it. I'm from a family of 16 that were all tough sons of bitches. No, not I just respect my mother.
Yeah, sorry, Gareth. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say, when I started to talk as well, I was saying, if two people like mother and boyfriend or something can't be civil to each other, like I would actually think that the boyfriend or husband would not respect me to put up with this 2 hours, the same way like this man whose name I didn't catch was just saying now.
Gareth.
I think that basically this relationship would be pretty doomed as it is, because it's such thing.
Well, it's lasted 32 years so far, so she's had it good. Now,
yeah.
She can't put up with a woman for an hour or two or three or four times a year. Well, I've done all I can do.
Right.
Exactly. I think that this is a kind of relationship if somebody can't put up.
And how old is your mother, Gareth?
83.
Okay, and thankfully she's still with us. Does she listen to the show? So I'd say she loves you now.
No, she doesn't listen to the show. I heard that tagline and I had a giggle to myself and I thought, where is this going? What's wrong with the people today that they can't respect their elders? You take care of them. She took care of me when I was a kid.
But they can get very cranky, can't they?
Huh?
They can get very cranky.
Well, that's life. I hope to get that cranky myself when I get to that age.
Oh, well, say that because Sinead, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Sinead?
Hi there, how are you doing?
You want to talk to Gareth there, do you?
Oh, my God. I can't believe he's saying that. He's packing his bags. What?
His bags, yeah.
He's just great.
Oh, I wouldn't be packing my bags. You're packing her bags.
No, exactly. You wouldn't be going anywhere. You could move in with your mommy.
No, I don't need to do that. I'm self-sufficient. I always have been.
And you know what? Why do you only see her three times a year?
Well, if that's, my wife has to see her two or three times a year. If I want to go and see her, I can go and see her anytime.
Yeah, well, you see, I think that's the right thing to do. You should go and see her at her house if you have that need to see her. And then maybe invite her to your house. And if you're not getting on with her, you know, you can be polite and welcome her. And then you can entertain
her. I'm always
her.
Polite. Always be polite.
No, but I'm saying that the wife, even if she doesn't like the mother-in-law. She could welcome
her. No, but what the chap is saying, what Niall is saying on the radio is, she's given ultimatums. The wife is giving the husband an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Now, if you give your husband an ultimatum, you're going to get his back up straight away.
Oh,
particularly if you're working hard, you do the housework, you do everything around the home, and you're a good hard worker and you're an honest, decent man. And a woman gives you an ultimatum like that, I'd say, that's good. Your bags are in the driveway. Now,
would you not try to work out...
Your loss will be someone else's gain. Now, my mother will be with me until the day I put her into the ground, and that's the way it's going.
But the way he's looking at it tonight is, even though he's married 32 years and he loves his wife, his mother comes first.
Well, do you know what?
No, yeah. I didn't say that, Niall.
Yeah, well, you said, no, you did. You told me your mother comes first.
I'm 32 years, I love my wife, but I'll demand respect for my parents the way I respected her parents. At the end of the day, we only have one father and one mother. But most fellas only have one father.
But you can look after your mum and dad, but you shouldn't put them ahead of your wife. Oh my gosh.
No, she shouldn't be given ultimatums. She shouldn't be turning around to that chap, whoever that man is. She shouldn't be saying to that poor chap, it's her or me. Maybe it's like myself.
Would you ever think about looking into why the person doesn't want this person around and why it's an ultimatum? It's not just a conscious decision that she's decided, I don't want this person in my house. There's obviously a problem.
And how it affects you.
Oh, sorry, that's my daughter jumping.
Is that your daughter getting involved in the conversation? How old is your daughter?
She's 9.
And she's a head full of sense.
She just finished the dentist.
What's her name? What's her name?
Lydia.
Hi.
Hi, Lydia, is it?
She was disgusted to hear that this man was ready to pack the wife's bag.
Okay, can I speak to Lydia for a second?
Okay, hang on.
Hello.
Hi, Lydia, how are you?
Good.
Are you just finished school today?
Yeah. Are you? I was at dentist.
Oh, you were at dancing?
Dentist.
Oh, okay, all right. Are you going to get married someday? Have you got a boyfriend?
No.
No?
No.
And what do you think of this topic? Like, I mean, you've been listening to the radio with your mammy. What do you think if a man tells his wife to leave because she doesn't like his mother?
I think it's very stupid and he should go.
Hold on for a second. Are you listening to this, Gareth?
I hear every word from that. Mouths of babes, Niall. One of us would definitely have to go if that situation happened in my home. I can guarantee you that.
And
he should just go live with his mummy.
Yeah. Just go live with your mummy.
Oh, live with your mummy, yeah.
Well, I can tell you now, Sinead and Lydia, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
From the tree.
Oh, it's delighted I brought her up so well.
I have to go. But
all right, no problem, Gareth.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't ever give your husband an ultimatum, because if you do, the bags will be in the driveway. Have a nice day now.
I think you should pack your bags, Gareth.
I have to say, Lydia, she is adorable. She is a rock of sense, that young lady. She's only 9 years of age. And she's so clever. And now she's been involved in a debate on radio as well, into the bargain.
Exactly. Yeah, that's her first debate now. I'm going to put her up for Toastmasters.
We're listening to us on the radio while speaking on the radio.
That's because there's
a lot of fun.
That's because, Lydia, there's a delay. There's a 10-second delay. So if you say something, you can hear it. Huh? Do you want to be on radio?
Yeah.
Do you want to come in and present the show?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Shadbrook Park.
Well, no, well, I don't need to the exact road. I mean, what part of the country?
Blackrock.
In Dublin?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I tell you what. If you want to come in, you can present the show for 15 minutes.
Really?
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. What? We'll organise that. You can come in and you can be the host of the show.
Yay!
All right, Lydia, you're amazing. We love you. See you, Lydia. Bye. See you, Sinead. Thanks very much. Bye. All right, we'll organise that. I'll get Lydia in. Lydia, we'll sort that out. We'll bring Lydia in and she can present the show for 15 minutes. Some people might think she'll do a better job than I will. I want to go to Anthony as well. Anthony, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Anthony?
Hi, Hi, Niall, how are things?
Good. The partner should...
It's a hard act to follow, isn't it?
It is a hard act to follow, Anthony, unless you can pretend you're nine. Anthony, the partner should come first, you're saying?
Definitely. I mean, when you grow up and you get married, that's your partner.
Yeah, but your mother is still important, isn't she?
Well, yes, but...
Okay.
Your wife is going to be the mother of your children.
She should be your priority, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
But it's a tough one when if your wife turns around and gives you an ultimatum and says, I hate your mother, it's either her or me.
But, like, when I heard the conversation, I was watching a documentary last week about the Queen and
right.
Prince Philip when they married at first. And Prince Philip couldn't bear the Queen Mother and she refused to move out of Buckingham Palace. So he told the servants to turn off the heating in her apartment. Literally frozen out.
Right, okay, that's a good way of doing it, all right. But I mean, so what should this woman do in this particular situation? Should she just put up with it? A mother who hates her, a mother-in-law who hates her, and just have her over for dinner the odd time on a Sunday and just, you know, bite her lip?
Yeah, we all have to do that.
Do we?
I mean, I'm sure I've come across people in my life that don't particularly like me, but they're still civil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have to do that in any situation.
Right, okay, I get it. Yeah, I know. We do have to bite our lip every now and again, don't we?
Yeah,
we're sometimes out with people we don't particularly like. We have in-laws we don't particularly like.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.